I spread a song so you can sing along with my special guest star
two.
You like to sing and dance, and this podcast by chance explores musicals for you. Theme Song, yeah!
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Life's But a Song, a podcast that likes to live in the land of musicals. I'm your host, John, and with me today, I'm curious as to why he picked this movie, but I'm not at all. It's Jim Evans, everyone. Woo!
Yay! Hello, my friend. How are you?
Hi. How you doing?
I am so, so excited to talk with you about this movie.
Yes, and we're here. Yeah.
I was just going to say, but you don't have anything against oral sex, do you, John?
I do not, no. And Jim, I hate to break it to you. This isn't the first musical porn movie I've done. So we're here today to talk about the first nudie musical from 1976. Screenplay, music, and lyrics are by Bruce Kimmel. No relation to Jimmy Kimmel, by the way. I looked it up. It was directed by Mark Haggard and Bruce Kimmel. And according to IMDb, the heir to a bankrupt studio decides to make a daring musical to avoid demolition, agreeing to finish it in 2 weeks or lose ownership. So
that's it.
Yeah, that's it. That's what IMDb said. So why did you pick this movie?
I've never seen. Well, I've seen a lot of porn, but I haven't seen a musical porn.
Oh wait, I forget what episode number it is. You'd have to look back in the back catalog. I think it's in the 90s. But we did an Alice in Wonderland that was a porn.
But it was an actual porn, right?
But watching this, I was just like, huh. Yeah, I guess they did have 2 weeks to film that one as well, because they got the vibe right, you know, with how everyone's acting bored, or, you know, it's like, what kind of orgasm do you want me to do now?
Yeah, and I thought her orgasm was okay. And the next thing you know, she's in the movie. Like, there is this, it was like, okay, she can't sing and she's in the musical, but she can orgasm really well. So yeah, let's bring her in.
Joyful.
Yeah.
First of all, I love the names that they picked for this. I've also not seen this movie before. I'm assuming you haven't seen this because of your whole one and done.
Yep. I haven't seen it. Nope.
So how did you come about to this movie?
I just did a search. I was like, okay, like sometimes you get the luck out and you're like, okay, I want a musical. I want it. And I try and like, I'll find, you know, some of the stuff we've discussed. It's like, I searched it out. I was like, I never heard of this, never seen it. So, and I used to be a huge fan of Laverne and Shirley.
You know, what's really funny. So not only is Cindy Williams, who's in this movie, obviously.
Yes, I know what you're going to say.
Laverne and Shirley, but Stephen Nathan, the male lead who he plays Harry Schechter in this, he was in an episode. He wrote a couple of episodes of Laverne and Shirley, and it's like, okay, so I guess you're friends now forever.
Okay, so even funnier, that's not who I thought you were going to say, but did you notice that Ron Howard did a bit?
Oh, yes. Ron Howard comes in, and also, what's her name? Lynn Marie Stewart, who I believe is the woman he's talking to, were both in American Graffiti with Cindy Williams.
And the fact that this came out the same year that Laverne and Shirley got released, I'm like...
Isn't acting fun? Well,
yeah.
I don't know if anyone saw this movie. I'm going to be totally honest, because it looks... I get it. It's a parody, but it's also like not... Like, I think they were trying to be very serious about it.
I don't know. Like, I thought this was a balls out, pun intended, comedy. Like they were, I don't know, but who they were point parroting though. Like, were they parroting the porn industry? Were they parroting the film industry? Were they parroting musicals? Were they? I mean, the songs in this are just fantastic.
I think to answer your question, I'm gonna just say yes. Like
For everything,
I
yeah.
think they're parodying everything. Cause obviously with the names and like they're all the cast of characters that are the porn actors, quote unquote, I feel like are also stereotypes and parodies for the porn parts at that time. You
Yeah.
know, you have the doe-eyed young ingenue who just stepped off the bus from the middle of America and is willing to do big, make it big. I mean, isn't that X? Basically.
Yeah. Yeah. So obviously Ty is like parroting this movie, maybe that maybe he saw this movie.
He's the third one out of the three of us who've seen this movie.
Did you look at box office numbers for this?
I can right now. I'm not seeing box office on IMDb, but I'm seeing that it was an
Budget,
estimated
yeah.
$200,000 budget, and allegedly they filmed it in 18 days. So it's like art imitating life, imitating art. And also, f our fucking writer director is in this movie as the director. And I went, why?
Because maybe his uncle had
I
the,
honestly feel like he wrote it as a star vehicle for himself.
yeah, why not, right? Like, there's how many people have done that who've come from money, like.
Right. And in my opinion, he's the worst part of the movie.
Oh, totally, yeah, totally.
Like his bits go on for far too long.
Doesn't know how to edit.
Girl.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
Girl. Okay, but let's get into it. Where do you want to start?
We talk about that one? Like, just the one song that just I couldn't stop laughing for like 5 solid minutes. Gotta sing, gotta dance while I take off my pants. I'm like, the word lyrics in this are just, it's just like so 1970s musical porn.
Yeah.
That's
Yeah, but then you get like l the lights and the smiles and honey, what you doing tonight? And I'm like, this sounds like it's like literally a song that would have come out on the radio or something like that. You know, like
yeah.
obviously they're tweaked to fit this movie to talk about porn and everything, but or sex, but I'm just like the vibe of it feels very like easy listening 70s, you know, we're singing about sex, sexual revolution and all that. And then the rest of the songs, it felt like those were the parodies of like musical theater.
Yeah, for sure. And you know how on the last time we got together and I said, I sometimes have problems with musicals where they sing about eating a bagel. When they did it in this, it was like, oh my God, I could not stop laughing because they were totally doing
Because
that.
it was the joke.
Yeah, it was the joke.
And instead of eating a bagel, they're eating each other out. You're
Exactly.
welcome. I went there.
I'm sure glad you did.
But I was also texting a friend of mine during this movie. Yes, I wasn't 100% paying attention to it. And I was like, I'm sorry, my brain just fried because I'm watching this movie and there's a song called Dancing Dildos.
That whole scene was just to die for, like to die for.
Oh my God. Watching this though, I'm like, what is this movie that they're making? Like what? Like I know porn at this time wasn't about the story. There was no story. It was just pizza's here, drop your pants and let me tip you by having your tip, but like, what
Like it's
is
through your
happening?
pubic hair to get to
But
the
like,
story.
what is happening? Like, the dancing dildos is a Southern cotillion style like number, but there are men in dildo
Dildos.
costumes, but that are apparently so heavy they couldn't just like slip out of them when they fell.
It was just a calamity of comedy. Like it was just it's so 70s comedy though, right? Like it's
Right.
just
Right, but
you
I'm like, are you making in the movie, are we making fun of porn? Because then when we get Orgasm, the song Orgasm, there's a guy with a bullhorn there, just like not a bullhorn, what, like a like an old timey,
Yeah, megaphone type of thing,
megaphone,
yeah.
yeah. And it was just wild.
I don't like to your point, to try and follow what the actual story was being made. Like you'll see other movies a lot of times about this movie is about making this movie. To your point, like none of that mates. Like you couldn't piece together what this story was about. It was just random scenes that they put together to, I think, parody porn in certain things. Although the whole, like you said, cotillion dildo dance number, it's like it kinda made me think of Ken Russell, actually. It's like that's something that Ken Russell.
Yeah, it was Listomania with the giant dick. But like in
Tommy at the with the beach scene.
with the giant dick, yeah.
Yeah.
But
Wait,
with
Ken Russell, giant dick. It goes together.
this but like with this specific number, it honestly feels like there was some production value. Like there was somebody had to make those dildo costumes. Somebody had to make those like sheer cotillion skirty costumes. Like, there was, I feel like that's the one that they put effort in. And then the finale was just such a letdown. Like,
Was there a finale? Oh yeah, it will,
the let 'em
because
eat cake.
Cindy Williams is not doing nude. Like that's
No.
why.
No, but like it that one I'm like, okay, so you were doing like a Fred and Ginger, but like so
She
dumbed
can't dance.
down.
Yeah, and
I don't
she
think
can't
he can
dance.
dance either.
Yeah, no, totally. Neither one of them can dance. It was
And
like, yeah, what is this?
allegedly, according to the IMDb trivia, our real director, Bruce Kimmel, not John Smithy, our real director, Bruce Kimmel, said that it was originally supposed to be that the dancer men were pantsless, but they couldn't find four dancers to show their drunk. And it's like, sure, Jan, that's what you want. Like, I feel like that's like after the fact, I feel like they just wanted to show booby and women's pubic hair.
And I think it was a couple of weens,
We saw two
but
dicks. We did see two. I do applaud them for showing dicks, but like not in that number. But also, I'm just like, you have boobies throughout the whole thing. Like the first number, the first nudie musical n song, it like you have the women coming out. Okay.
Yeah, like it's the imagination thing. That's their imagining. They were envisioning what this could look like, and they
Right, but
come in because
they had four women come out doing like a 1920s style dance and all chewing gum. And I was just like, is this sexy? I don't think it's sexy.
sure. Well, considering that none of them could dance and none of them could act, the sexy level went down a few pegs, but keep in mind, look who was the, I don't know, the investors in
Oh,
the
right.
in it, right? Like they're all 90-year-old white men, so it's like there was, well, actually, was there a person of color in this whole movie?
I don't think so. Because there is the character Juanita, but I'm 100% sure that's a white girl.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. Well, and if you were gonna make like the stunt dick, if they would have had, they should have brought in person of color for the stunt dick scene, and then they should have just showed his dick
Yes.
instead of, all of the
And the reaction
mystery
shots.
around it. Yeah, all the reaction shots is like, you know what? Like, come on,
Although
step up to the plate. We want to see a giant wiener.
I did laugh that he kept going. Like they ran out of
For
film.
hours, yeah, I read, and she was actually orgasming for like the entire time.
The whole time. And I'm just like, did he take a pill? Like, did he take Viagra or something?
No, he's just he like he
Or
said,
he's
he's
just
just
natural.
always he's always hard. Like, could you imagine? Like, he must have like really low blood pressure, because like there'd be like, if he was that well endowed, and then
Maybe he has
the
extra blood. Who knows?
vampire, maybe? I don't know.
Oh, I like
Holy
that
Spirit.
idea.
Put the horror
Horror.
musical. Horror musical.
I do have I do have to say though that technically this isn't the first nudie musical movie.
What?
Yeah. The first nudie musical movie is considered to be the 1963 Nudie Cutie, Goldilocks and the Three Bears, Bares.
Can we get this? And are the bears like hefty men with beards and
No,
hairy chests?
it's Bares, so like bare
Oh,
naked.
BA, like bare naked. Okay.
Yeah, and I read that off the IMDb trivia. I'm just citing my source so this way nobody comes for me. Yeah, I'm looking at it. It seems interesting.
Can we get it? That's the important thing.
Apparently, in America, according to
Where?
my IMDb, you can only buy like a DVD of it on Amazon
Okay,
or something. So
let
maybe it's
me.
on YouTube.
Oh yeah. Okay, we gotta look it up. You're gonna edit this out, right?
You can find it on Internet Archive and on YouTube. I was right.
Goldilocks and the what?
Three Bears,
Yeah.
Bares, from 1963. It's only 1 hour and 9 minutes, and I found it on YouTube. Bitch, we're doing it.
Oh, God.
Sorry to call you bitch, but we're doing it.
Oh, bitch, I'm in. It's funny. It makes me wonder, because I can't find it in Canada.
I'm going to send you in the chat
Guess what we're doing?
more porn
More
musicals.
musicals.
I mean,
Nice.
there is a whole genre. I after doing the Alice in Wonderland, and I don't remember how I came about this, but there is like a Wizard of Oz one. I'm pretty sure, like I said, like we just found out there's Goldilocks and the Three Bears. So it sounds like a lot of them are like fairy tale based. Maybe.
Yeah, well, I mean, back in the 70s, they had a ton of just porn, but I didn't know they made musical porns.
Oh.
So, like,
Oh yeah.
yeah, every single movie, like the Star Wars, Star Wars, like they that was kind of the catchy. They probably still do that now, right? Like
Yeah.
Dune,
Oh,
I don't
yeah.
Poon or whatever. Dune is probably
Burn!
Poon.
Well, and then there was I don't know if you remember, like in the early 2000s, there was Pirates, which was like a play off of Pirates of the Caribbean, but it was like the
Yep.
most expensive film porn ever made or made
Oh,
for the at the
wow.
time. And you watch it and you're like, no, they put like effort into this. You know,
Yeah.
there is a script, allegedly. But yeah, I mean,
Yes.
and watching this, I'm just like, okay, so obviously you save some time by making a film about making a film. So you just filmed on a back lot or found a studio. You didn't have to dress it up that
Oh yeah.
much.
Yep.
The rehearsal studio where it was just like that bright yellow. I'm just sitting there like, what is happening? But also, I feel like, you know, And Margaret danced on it for Bye Bye Birdie or something.
Or Anne Margaret dancing in another Ken Russell film
Well, that room was all
with
white.
bubbles. Yeah, I know.
But I feel like I could see like some swinging 60s, 70s film on that specific soundstage.
Oh, yeah.
And then they just, yeah, repurposed it to for the rehearsal where they were doing the same tap routine the whole time.
Because I think they none of them were dancers, none of them were act like the only true serious actors was our, Cindy Williams and the producer, right? Like the rest of them were
Well, our writer director, is also has also credits, a lot of credits to his name.
yeah, but he still can't act like that. Like,
Right, but I'm saying he's got credits. I didn't say he can act.
oh, okay, there we go. You know who he reminded me of a little bit was Steve Guttenberg a little bit. Like, you know how bad of an
Oh,
actor Steve
yes.
Guttenberg is? And he had a Guttenberg-y vibey type of feel to him. It was kind of like he had that stupid look on his face. And then when he was trying to be funny, like there's a couple of old 50s and 60s actors where they would look at the screen, like kind of break the fourth wall and make a stupid face, like you're supposed to laugh now, and it's like
Yeah, he was doing the most for himself.
oh yeah, he's doing the best he could do with what he
No,
had.
I mean like he was the most 'cause he's like, this is my movie.
Oh yeah.
So I'm going to be the star of my movie, even though I'm not the star. Like I feel like I feel like it was a joke to set him off the set so this way he can be the director.
Yeah,
Like to get the donuts or
totally.
something, but like then he shows up and you're like, oh, really? He
Why are
also
you back?
kind of looks like Mark Zuckerberg.
Oh, yeah, a little bit shorter version of Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, he has that same like, I'm either a pedophile or I killed my whole family face.
Or a little of column A, a little of column B.
Or both, yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And then like oh, his
Wait.
costume choices throughout were just insane. And like, you know when people are trying too hard to be funny?
That it's not funny.
Yeah.
Like, can we talk about his big speech? I actually wrote it down. I had to replay it like 10 times. And, my wife is going to me, why are we watching this?
And
So
did you
this is
say,
the
because
line.
I picked it to be on John's
Yes,
podcast?
I said, hello, it's a nudie. It's they didn't even use, they should have used porn musical, the first porn musical, because they kept saying it was a porn musical. But they called it nudie musical, thinking maybe that would draw more people or it wouldn't get vetoed or whatever in the
I think it
thing.
was I think it's the like the code, not like this was around the time of the MPAA, so obviously because it's there's a rating for it,
Yep.
so I guess they did test audiences or something where they're like, we can't call it a porn because nobody will see it.
No one will go to, well, again, we don't know box office numbers, but you're probably right. It was just the three of us that saw
Yeah,
it.
you, me,
Okay,
and
so
Ty West.
yeah. So this is the line. Like, I edited it because he had a bunch of stuff in there, but this was the meat of it. Shit. We can make a fucking good bitch of a bastard movie if we all pull together and work as a whore-loving cunt penis team.
Yeah, I thought I had a stroke during that monologue.
I think I did too. I was like, I am not high enough for this film. And I tried.
I literally just watched it before hitting record on the Zoom call. And you know what? I'm okay with that. And I feel like there's something about this movie that makes me want to rewatch it just for funsies.
Oh yeah,
I
totally.
feel,
Like it could be a
yeah,
drinking, it could be a drinking one for
like
sure.
I know you don't like rewatching movies,
Not often, no.
but like I feel like if you were to bring this to Film Rage? Or like
Oh.
not exactly to the podcast itself, but to your co-hosts. Like if the three of you were just like having a decompressing chill night or something with beers and other recreational substances there. Object th more plant-based medicinal objects. I feel like y'all would enjoy it, right? Like
I'm gonna absolutely dare Bryce to see this.
okay.
So we
Cuz
will eventually talk about this on our podcast.
like it's not a bad movie.
But it's because it's so stupid. Like it's the stupid level
Right.
factor.
And it's like Diet Airplane, right? Would you
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Cuz
Yeah,
there
totally.
were some funny moments and there were some things and like you they built it up so that you knew Cindy Williams was going to be in the movie within the movie at some point. I didn't guess that Steven Nathan, our Harry, the big producer guy, I didn't guess that he was going to be in the movie. I figured he was going to just direct it, which he basically did. But like, yeah, it's not the greatest thing I've ever seen, but I feel like, I could enjoy this again on my own, I'll
I think
say.
it's a substance watching film, though. Like, you should never watch this sober of any.
Oh, I mean, I did, but like,
I know you
I probably
did.
won't again.
Yeah, exactly. Like if you're going to watch it again, it would be one that you should not be sober to watch.
Not.
To fully embrace it, like there was parts in this I was laughing, but I was more laughing at it than I was laughing with it, which sometimes still makes it for a good experience, right? Like I wouldn't say for me this wasn't a rage because there was so much in it that, you know, I mean, you got to keep in mind it took place in the 70s. So, you
Right.
know,
And it's a
like the
70s film. So
Yeah.
there are a lot of jokes that age like milk in
Oh
this.
God, like
Hello,
the
Juanita.
yeah, hello Juanita, or when the producer guy wouldn't fuck the main star and she goes running off and calls him the F word, like it's like
Yeah.
that kind of was just like, oh man, like because
Yeah.
in that case too, like so here's something I wanted to get your opinion on, because when the F word is used as a derogatory comment, like it's still used as a derogatory comment in this movie, but she's still accusing him of being actually homosexual because he won't sleep with her.
Right, because he doesn't like her,
Because
it.
he won't have sex with her.
But we, the audience, know that he is not
Yeah,
attracted
he's,
to her.
well, or just he doesn't like her because she's an unlikable person.
All right, of course,
And
she's.
he wants to fuck Cindy Williams. So, yeah.
Does he though? I mean, they have this weird relationship throughout where they're like besties, but I feel like she wants to have sex with him more than he wants to have sex with her.
Well, they did do the date. So I don't like the thing is, up until that moment where they have the date, which I think I got the impression that was the first time they actually went on a date.
Oh, and see, I thought, wait, are you talking about when they were in the screening room and then they're like,
They're
"Oh,
working late. Yeah, they were working late. And he's like, you know, we could do dinner. And then
you
they
do dinner?"
couldn't.
And she's like, "What time? 7 o'clock." Oh, it's 7 o'clock already. Like, I thought that was
Yeah.
their banter as.
Banter? It could have been, but I got the impression that they'd never, maybe had never really connected. And then I got the impression the next morning they did have sex. So,
Okay,
or maybe
because
that
then
was
when,
my hope.
I mean, I could, I do like that read because then it makes sense why she's more, a little more jealous
The next, yeah.
when Mary LaRue kisses him in his dressing room, and like we see that it's sexual blackmail, and he says it's sexual blackmail, and she goes, "Sure, Jan," like.
Yeah, like that's what I mean. I think that's when they actually did it for the first time.
But to go back to your question,
The F word.
yeah, I feel like that's always a thing, where it's like the easy joke where if he doesn't want to
Yeah.
sleep with If a woman thinks if he doesn't want to sleep with me, then he's obviously gay. And it's like, are you sure about like
Yeah,
like
like why does it have to go to that? Like it's true. And but in the 70s, 80s, and even the 90s,
that was the
right?
joke.
It was the joke. Like the F word was like a derogatory comment against someone. It didn't even like you'd call have you seen The Warriors?
I don't remember. No. No,
Okay.
I haven't seen The Warriors.
Yeah, that's another one that's like it's like injected it into there in derogatory terms when he calls the cops the F word too, right?
Well, it's like putting down somebody's like masculinity, I guess, to say you're not masculine enough, so you are obviously gay.
Yeah,
You know,
exactly.
it's a old thing. It's like when I know when I was a kid, there was that phrase, "That's so gay," meaning like that's not good, or like that, yeah. And I said it, you know. I fully admit to saying that because I was part of the pop culture lexicon at the time. Nowadays, I know better, and even then, I was out at the time and still saying it. So it's like,
Well, you can take it like kind of as a badge of honor. Yeah, that is
right,
so gay. I'm like
but then, like, you know, every once in a while, even to this day, I'm just like, that's so gay. You know, you fem it up so much. But yeah, this movie just it's not bad. I feel like obviously if you go into it knowing it's a 70s film and it's a 70s comedy film, you're not gonna like everything because we're watching it in 2025. So obviously the conversation has changed, and I say this so many times when it comes to comedies from yesteryear. But like, I mean, there's something there, and I feel like honestly, I can't believe I'm saying this. I feel like I would like to see a remake of this. I feel like we could do more, you know, we could.
It could be funny. Like it could be really funny, I think, in the right hands.
Right, you know, and you, I feel like also in the right hands, like you don't have to see full frontal nudity
But why
to.
wouldn't you? Like I'm like, I
I
think
know,
nudity
but
should be on everywhere. Like, and
oh,
I it
100%.
bothers me when we don't get enough nudity.
But like I said, I'm also glad that this movie showed penis because, like, you never see that
Well,
unless
if
you're
you're gonna
watching a
call
porn.
yourself, yeah, no, it's true. Well, have you seen the new 28 Years Later yet? All you see is dick
No.
through
Oh,
the
great.
whole movie. There's so much dick.
So
Hashtag,
much
hashtag zombie
dick.
dong.
Oh, and so the other thing that there was a lot of ideas it felt like in this movie that weren't fully fleshed out. So like our ingenue, Susie, the one that is off the bus from Middle America, she gets a
Can't
that
remember
whole
the title.
song, "Light the Lights of the Smiles," and then she's just like relegated to the background. Was she the one that was in Lesbian Butch Dyke? Was that her? The not one singing.
Yeah, that one. You're right. I think she was that one.
Okay.
Butch Dyke, but call it what you like. That was the line I liked the most.
It was really fascinating watching that because, like, if that was a man pressuring this woman into sex, it would be totally different tonally.
Oh, totally, right?
Yeah. And so to have it be two women, I mean,
It
I
was a
get it that
wise decision, I think.
I feel like also that's another like dig into the gay community to be like, women have sex and I'm a butch dyke and we're gonna fuck. And I know you're not into it, but we're still gonna fuck.
Yeah, like I the Butch Dyke stereotype, right? Like,
Yes.
yeah.
Although
No.
I feel like they could have butched her up even more. Like, I was like, where's the leather jacket and the chains? Like, come on.
Or the leather strap on. Like the
Or the leather strap-on.
right? You're gonna go there, just go there. I agree with you. I think that our Kansas girl or whatever she was, I thought I wrote it down where she was from because I was like, I don't know why that was a point, but yeah, like it's like they introduce her. I thought she was going to be the star, and then when they bring in the Anne Margaret Light, right? I thought, well, why are they putting her as the star? Like, and possibly it was because she'll say, yeah, I'll do a nudie as long as I'm not nude. Like, okay, so. And why did you hire? Like there's all these things in it that it's like they just kept going forward with it, but they didn't finish anything. Like even the movie, everything's kind of unfinished.
You know
And
what's
like you
really
said,
funny? I'm
what?
looking at Alexandra Morgan, who played Miss Mary LaRue, and prior to this, she was only in one episode of Gunsmoke, and then she got this.
And then she did nothing.
No, she kept going, but it's not like a lot of big things.
Was it porn? Did she get into just porn?
I mean, she was in a movie called The Happy Hooker Goes to Hollywood, which is a comedy that she doesn't star in, but she's in it. But yeah, now she was then relegated to like day player, it seemed like background. Like like Susie, let
The girl
which
next door,
the girl
yeah.
next door, yeah.
The milkmaid or whatever. She was actually had a good voice, though. I liked her voice.
So she was dubbed by
Aww.
Annette O'Toole.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why it was like one of the only songs. I'm like, okay, these people can sing. Or at least she could, dubbed wise.
No, she can't sing. Well,
In real life, but
who knows if she
on.
can, unless they wanted to like have a certain voice for that.
Like one of the animated Disney princesses. Like I always have this
You always
exact
have the
specific
talking voice
voice.
and the singing voice. Yeah, sometimes. So,
Yes.
okay, I know you come on here and we talk about musical movies and you're always like, it should have been an opera. How would you feel if this was an opera?
I would have liked it even more. I think anytime you have, well, except in this particular case. It doesn't have, this is one of those ones, it doesn't have to be an opera because they're making a movie about them being a musical. But if it's a musical that is a movie, it needs to be an opera because I just don't need to hear you talking. And then having songs just placed in awkward moments just to put a song in there. Like just, I love getting enveloped in it. And I find like when we talked about Björk's masterpiece.
Sure, it was her masterpiece.
with her fabulous acting, those scenes make sense to me because it's like every song was imaginative, every like was imagination and taking them out of their actual reality. When musicals don't do that and they're just replacing words with singing, they don't make sense to me. And it's not like there's not musicals that I don't love. Like there's a lot of musicals I absolutely love. Like we're going to talk coming up at Halloween about my favorite musical that has, I'm not going to say, but you already know what that is. So we're going to have you back on Film Rage to talk about that. Yes,
Listomania.
Listomania 2.
Listomania 2, bigger penises.
Yeah. Hashtag zombie doll.
but with this, with this one, the rules of the musical is a little all over the place because, like, I want to say there's three songs. Yeah, there's three songs where they, like, burst out into song. You know, like stereotypical musical theater and everything. And then the rest of them are what they're making for the film within the film. So it's a little like, okay, except for the audition sequence, which that was hilarious as well.
Totally. Well, that to your point though too, right? It's like there was a lot of scenes watching her have sex, right? And it's like there wasn't any singing in that. Like they could have had her singing orgasm, right? Like, could you imagine how awesome that would have been?
There is a show and a whole actual stage show, stage musical, and a movie called Hello Again, where it's vignettes of couples caught in the act of passion, sex, and everything. So in that one, there are people singing orgasms. It
See
is
that?
wild. But
Okay,
like
okay.
so fascinating,
Yeah.
because like the there's one I'm thinking. There's this one song where, it's the nurse character where she like sings a really high note as she's orgasming and then slowly goes down the note, like hitting all the notes and everything. You, the opposite of what Joyful does when she sings Scales. When that happened, I laughed my ass off because I'm like, yeah, of course, that makes sense.
You asked her to sing scales. She doesn't know how to sing. It makes sense that she would sing scales, scales, scales.
Scales. Scale. Do you have anything to show us? Yeah, I've got a few orgasms. Like,
It all seems kind of seem like the same. And she wasn't even good at orgasming. I wouldn't have hired her for that.
were you
But yeah, like
expecting Ron Howard to be in the rest of the movie when
I
you saw
kind of
him?
was like, if I'm like, they got Shirley, or they got her in there, right? Cindy, sorry, Cindy, not Shirley. Cindy, they got Cindy Williams in there. So why
Yeah, she's
would, I
Shirley.
mean, just Shirley. Because she's Shirley from Laverne and Shirley. But well, and also that's another thing, right? Because Happy Days
What's
was a
happening?
spin-off, was spin-off, like Laverne and Shirley was a spin-off of Happy Days.
Right. 'Cause
They had crossover.
they cross over and then they started their own show where, but they're not, are they set in the
Because,
same area? No.
yeah, they're set, well, either Milwaukee, like it's in Milwaukee, but I'm not sure if, but yeah, because the Fonz dated Laverne and Richie went on a date with Shirley. And
Right.
that's, and
And then
I don't know if that was already planned. Like, you don't know how Hollywood magic in the background, but maybe they'd already decided they're going to make this show. And so they had to put them into Happy Days, but it became the spin-off, right?
yeah. Sorry,
But it
I'm
was
just
funny that he was there. Like, he brings more credibility to
it
the
was a moment where I was like, is that Ron Howard? And then I had to like double, because this, for me, sometimes I feel like I see somebody, like I see one famous person and I'm like, and it turns out it's somebody else. So I had to look, I looked it up on the cast list and sure as shit, it was him. I was like, damn, they got Ron Howard. Like they got what's it, whatever his character name is from the Andy Griffith Show.
I think it was more Richie Cam in that one, not Opie. He wasn't doing his best Opie. He was
Is
doing his
this
best Richie Cameron.
SAG? Like, come on. That's so I they are doing a lot of like insider movie jokes for those that like us. They knew they're like in almost 50 years from now, in 49 years from now, there's going to be a podcast that talks about us and our inside film jokes.
Oh, totally. Yeah. But there's movies like even Spinal Tap, right? Like Spinal Tap is that inside joke for all musicians. Like, I don't know a musician that hasn't seen Spinal Tap.
True. Yeah.
Right? Like, it's like you get introduced to, like, I saw it when it first came out, but like otherwise, when you were in the music scene with everybody in music, and like you would just instantly start talking because you would say one of the jokes, like, I'm going to just turn my amp to 11, and then everybody goes ha ha ha, right? And then you start talking for 2 hours about spots. Every sound check, it was
I
like,
even say that sometimes now, where I'm like, oh, The drummer really turned it up to 11, I guess.
Well, I think that's one of these things too with this movie. I think there's a lot of quotable lines that, given a bigger audience, this probably would have had a lot of people quoting the lines on it.
I feel like the length of the film is just right. I don't really want more.
No.
You know, I
But the
feel
ending
like,
is horrible, like to your point. The ending is
yeah.
horrible. It's
It's
like, this was your
such a
big
letdown.
finish. Such a fit. This is your big finish.
Right. I mean, they, well, I don't think Listomania happened yet, but I feel like they just needed the giant penis contraption to just come out or something. Like get the dancing dildos out again. Get do
Yeah, or they brought the stunt dick, stunt cock,
stunt
whatever it was,
cock.
to come out and boing, slides down a giant slide, with his legs spread and and there you go, finish, ta-da. But he,
Ta-da!
of course, he'd be like hard because he's always hard, like that would he. I don't think they, you know what? That's the thing in movies. You never, other than porn, you can show dicks, you just can't show hard dicks.
Right, because we saw a lot of flaccid dicks. So, but like in that song, is it supposed to be that Harry and Rosie went to have sex in the elevator?
They didn't seem like elevator sex kind of people.
Well, I mean, I'm not sure because they do their dancing, and I'm using that term very loosely. Then they go into the elevator, and then the ensemble come out doing their dancing, and then Harry and Rosie come back out and join them for the grand finale. And I'm just sitting there like, so was the point of this number like you went to go have sex, but we don't see the sex in the sex film?
Sure. Yeah, okay. Like, I don't know what the point of the end was because it's like the end part was dumb. It's like
Yeah.
you got
You know the
two.
steps, do we? Like.
Dude, well, everybody knows those steps. Like, I could do those steps after watching it once because it was just, and I can't even dance, but I could do those steps.
Just a little step, touch, turn, kick. Like, come on. But Jim, is there anything else you want to talk about before we get into Sharp and Flat?
Oh God. No, we got all the big points. We got stunt cock. We got
Dancing dildos. Yeah, we got
yeah.
the lesbian butch. Oh, perversion. I'm just sit watching this and I'm like, these are just kinks. Like, I mean,
Yeah.
granted, we're watching it with 2025 eyes, so we've seen and heard worse than
Oh
what
yeah.
they're showing, but like, god damn. That song was also weird and maybe a little racist. Yeah, yep.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Yeah, but again, I don't think it's funny. I don't know the word to explain it, but like we have a joke on our podcast where it's like, oh, it's okay because it was 1970, or oh, it's okay because it's 1980. Like we totally don't feel or believe that at all. But it's like you're parroting stupid entitled white people that say, it's okay that that happened, but because, it's there. No, it was never okay to do these things. Like it's just never ever okay to do it. You just, and yet our whole society was built on, at least in film, where it's like you don't have, like why the stereotypical joke that, the person of color gets killed first in a horror movie, right? It's like
Right.
that was like for years. It was like, or there's a gay character, so he's going to be killed right away, or they're going to be the brunt of everybody's joke. They're going to be the comedic sidekick because they're gay, because that's funny, right? Like,
Yeah. Or like the heavy set woman is always the best friend.
yeah, exactly. Like she
Never
can't
the
be the
lead.
star of the show. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah, changing it, You could say that about so many things in this movie that, oh yeah, oh, it's the 70s, it's okay.
Right, but like there's
But
some
I
things that
would
you're
say,
like, this was never okay.
no,
Like,
this was never okay. So I think you have to always put those glasses on to say, okay, not some of this was just not okay. There is some funny things in it. And I, as I was watching it afterwards, digesting it, I thought they were almost trying to be like Mel Brooksian.
yeah.
Right? Like it's like they wanted to be Mel Brooks, and Mel Brooks was also like, you go back and watch some of his movies, and once like I haven't literally gone back and seen History of the World part, was it
One.
part one? Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't gone back and watched that yet, but I have a feeling that there is a lot of things in there that is probably not also okay.
Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, and then you watch this and you're like, and luckily a few years later, Airplane happened where, I mean, I haven't fully seen that movie, but I'm pretty sure there's some jokes in that that doesn't land anymore,
Yeah.
but or like a Leslie Nielsen movie, you know, you got Naked Gun, you've got Wrongfully Accused. So, like, there are these films that do exist, but it's still just like, yeah, like I said, comedy is just so subjective and it's of the time, and like, you know, I'm pretty sure of the time. Jokes like Juanita were happening, which were never right, as you said, but like, you know, they were happening. So, all
Yeah.
right, let's get into Sharp and Flash, shall we?
Yeah.
Sharp Flash.
So, in this section, we're going to highlight some moments whether or not we talked about it. If we liked it, it's sharp. And if we didn't like it or thought it could change, it's flat. I want to start with flats because my first flat has to go with what we just talked about, and that is Juanita being a racist caricature. Woo!
Woo. Yeah, totally.
When she showed up with those shakers,
Maracas.
maracas, and everything, and, oh, God damn it.
And that headpiece, was she the one that was wearing the headpiece with
She
the
had like a little
dildos on
flower in her
it?
hair.
With the dildos in her head? The
I didn't even
dildo
notice the
headpiece?
dildos.
Yeah, there was dildo headpiece, yeah. Because you know
Probably.
the Carmen Miranda headpiece with all the fruit?
Oh,
So
yeah.
they weren't bananas, they were like
Dicks.
they were dicks. But that actually made me laugh, actually. Dick headpiece, just like yes.
I'm also flatting Arvin Riff, whatever name you want to call him. I mean,
Was that?
I don't understand. I didn't understand him besides like the West Side Story joke that they made, and I was like, oh, cool. Hopefully there'll be more of these, you know, like waiting for. I mean, I guess we could say that the nun in Perversion could have been Maria from what from Sound of Music, but like, was it?
Yeah,
You
it's
know,
never obvious. Yeah.
right. I was just waiting for more obvious theater jokes, musical theater jokes. And
Yeah.
but that character was just w wild and like
It seemed out of
overprotective.
place.
Yeah. Yeah. And the chains popping out every so often. I'm like, why? Why are these here?
And why is he even on set? Like, why is he even on set?
Right. And not in the movie. Like, why wasn't he in the movie? You know, if he was so overprotective of her, why didn't he go to the audition and audition to be in the movie as well? And then my last flat is for John Smithy. I didn't like the character at all. And I'm not sure if it's because, I mean, it is because of Bruce Kimmel, because he fucking wrote the character and acted it and directed it. So it, I'm not, but I'm not sure if I'm flatting the character or the person. Because it's a fine line, and I'm not sure where he falls. So I'm just going to flat the character and save my ass.
Well done.
What about you? What were your flats?
I'm gonna flat that we didn't get to see the giant dong. Like, if you're gonna tease me with a giant dong, I want to see it.
Want to see the giant dung. Hell, we saw it
There's a
like.
lot of real porn actors that have some really big dicks. I think what's his name? John
Cox.
Holmes. John Holmes. John Holmes. The guy who died of AIDS. He's one of the most famous porn actors. He was alive back then. They could have had him out there. Like, his dick is massive. So, I
How
mean,
they
I know
couldn't
that's part
afford
of the joke.
him.
Maybe. Well, maybe back then. Who knows? But I mean, there's got to be. I mean, how difficult it would be to put something up and say, hey, if you've got a giant dick, you want to be in a movie?
I think it'd actually be funnier. I just thought of this. How funny would it be if we cut to see the giant dick, but it's like a drawing clearly on a piece of paper of a massive penis?
Okay, that would have been funny.
Like
See,
that would
we
have
could
fit
redo
in.
this movie.
That would have fit in with the tone of this film, I feel like, and if
Yeah.
we, or if it was just like clear. Or if they went more like the Leslie Nielsen airplane route and like had him hold like a giant watermelon in front of his dick or other
Austin Powers,
sexual,
yeah.
Austin Powers, other sexual objects to cover his junk, but we don't actually see his junk.
Yeah, that would to your point, yeah, it would just made it funnier because the joke didn't land, I think, as much because of it. So I'm gonna say stunt cock was one of my flats.
I understand that.
I would say I'm gonna give Shirley, I'm Shirley Williams slash Cindy Williams. I'm gonna give a flat that she didn't at least even go topless. Like if you're gonna be and Harry, like. You gotta have these two actors. They're gonna be in this porn,
Like,
and
at
they're
least
gonna
be in
do
your
the,
underwear,
yeah,
right?
or something. Yeah, like they do the final scene, which is supposed to be this big number, and the ending is just it's bad because it's not good, but also it's a porn. So your
Like,
giant number, it should have been like maybe those ones where they do the aqua scenes where like at the end of
an Esther Williams moment?
Yeah, right. And then they could have been in the water or something, and then it's like semen coming out or something. I don't know. Like they could have done all kinds of things on there, but to do a terrible dance number where nobody can dance and nobody can sing and that, and
I
then they're not
just.
naked or anything.
I
It's like
just
it
figured
was
it out. I
a
just figured
letdown.
it out. So I'm
I love it.
rewriting this movie 49 years later. So they do we keep it as it is, right? We keep the Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers moment. However, something happens where her dress magically falls off of her, or like, he
Yes.
steps on the hem and she rips out of it and she's in her underwear. And then all of a sudden, like his clothes magically rip off of him and he's in his underwear. And then they run into the elevator and presumably have sex off camera.
Yes. With their hair all messed up or
Right.
whatever.
And then
Yeah,
they
that would
come
have been.
back with cigarettes and messed up hair and makeup. And he's got kisses all over him. And, she's got messed up lipstick or something. Like that would have been it, I feel
Yeah,
like.
total. Either that or have them have a better dance number and they were nude.
I feel like Cindy Williams is somebody who's probably like, I don't do nudity. So,
Julie Andrews did nudity.
I know, but
So,
like.
if of all the people on the planet, like you've got Mary Poppins, Maria from The Sound of Music, and then she's nude. So, you know what? If it's good enough for Julie Andrews, it's good enough for Cindy Williams.
But also watching this, I'm like, I hope all these women who are naked got paid very well, which I know they didn't because
They
it's the
didn't,
70s.
no.
But I feel
Yep.
like, I mean, if our leads at least went to underwear, I think in the movie, within the movie, I feel like it would have been better.
More credible, yeah.
Yeah, and like in the way that I proposed it, I feel like it's funny.
Yes, it would fit totally.
Yeah,
It
but
would
the
have been a much better ending.
and then like they look at each other and they're like, let's go have sex, but they don't say that because we're in a musical.
They sing it.
They just give each other the sex eyes, the let's go.
Little sailor.
Any other flats?
Yeah, just some of the aged humor, right?
Yeah.
Like that, I have a problem with just watching films from the past. Like I have a friend of mine that has said openly, I refuse to watch any films that doesn't have people of color in it. Like that's who they are, and I'm like, I support you for that, right? But like, Yeah, the diversity isn't there. And when they include the diversity, it's like at the in a brunt of a joke. So that aged comedy part, it would be a flat for me, but
Of course,
yeah.
I 100% agree with you on that one. All right, sharps. My first sharp is for Joyful. Oh, when she entered the screen for the audition, it was just like, oh, I get this movie now. I understand you. The like you understood. I'm not sure if she was like a porn actress, because I have a feeling like they hired a bunch of porn actors to do this movie.
I'm guessing she probably was.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
They would have got them for cheap back then too, because they were also marginalized in the porn industry back then.
Right. But yeah, she just showed up and was so that audition was so funny.
I was very excited to know that she made it into the film.
I'm also sharping Annette O'Toole. As I said, she's the singing voice for the lights and the smiles.
Yeah.
I'm sharping Rosie's costumes because they are so out of place and it's so funny. Like she is wearing cutesy 70s dresses and skirts and tops and color, very colorful and like a little whimsical, and she's on a porn set. Like it is so funny.
She looked like she was right out of Leave It to Beaver. Like
Right.
it's just and funny how that is. Leave It to Beaver, like on a
But
porn.
it felt like it honestly felt like Shirley was just working there. You
Oh
know, like
yeah.
the Laverne and Shirley character would just like stumbled on a porn set and was like, I guess I'll be your secretary. I'm also sharping Miss Mary LaRue. She was when she wasn't actively trying to rape people. And I wrote this when, after she storms into her dressing room and she randomly has a crown on, I'm like, yes, of course you would. Yes, you would go to your dressing room and put a crown on and be like, I am the queen of this set. Yes. And then my last sharp is for the script supervisor. I loved her. I mean, and like we said, you know, she is the curvaceous, like a curvy woman who isn't the lead, but she still gets a lot of zingers in, and like she is funny, and you know, I feel like she is a better, I feel like she's a better actor than our director, a writer, director, actor, star, person, man.
Yeah, person, man, for sure,
Yeah,
man. Yeah,
man.
no, totally. I 100% agree with every single one of those sharps that you picked, for sure. Another one I would have is just the fact that Cindy Williams is in this. Like I can't, like when I found out that she was in this, I was just like, oh my God, this is my beloved
This is
Shirley.
Shirley.
This is motherfucking Shirley, and she's in the first Nudie musical. And then, like, when I saw it, I didn't even imagine, like, I thought it was going to be one of those 70s movies that they didn't even show any nudity, right? Like, I thought it was just going to be like more dance and music numbers. But when the nudity started coming in, so I'm giving a sharp for the nudity. And, you know, again, I'm not into marginalization by any means, but I'm very pro nudity. And, but it has to be equal airtime nudity. So, you know, like we've talked too, you see a Ken Russell movie, everyone's going to be nude because you know what? This is what you do. Like, it's not fair that you're showing a lot of female parts and you don't get to see male parts.
You're gonna see boobs and dongs, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to see it. And that's, you know, people that are comfortable with their body. I don't like it when people are not comfortable with their body and they're forced to do it. So you always hope that that never happens in the background. But
Right.
if you're going to have, you know, that's why I like French films so much. It's like 99% of the French films, even if it's probably, you know, a children's movie, they probably have the French just love to be nude.
There's yeah, I don't blame them, you know.
Right?
It's
I
unnatural
wouldn't.
to wear clothes.
If I w lived in Florida, I'd never wear clothes. Just never.
Of course. Why not?
Right?
I mean, it's
Yeah.
so hot there.
Yeah, totally. So, a nudity, everything you said, And the fact that they had a stunt dong was pretty awesome.
Hilarious. Any other sharps?
So the lyrics from the music, like they're all completely ridiculous, but they were well thought out, and the rhymings of them were just like, I thought they were funny. Like when I hear them singing, I'm just like, I gotta write this down.
Would you add any of the songs to your life's playlist? I wrote down The Lights and the Smiles and Honey, What You Doing Tonight, because like they felt like the most real songs.
But would you actually listen to it again? I
I
think
think
I
I would
might
listen
listen.
to Honey, What You Doing Tonight, because that was just that one I feel like you can pull out of this movie. Haha. And it will work as a real song. But I picked The Lights and the Smiles because of Annette O'Toole. Just like
Oh yeah,
she
her
sold her
voice.
singing, her voice sold me on it.
Oh yeah, like I enjoyed the song for sure. I would never listen to it again. However,
You would listen to Dancing Dildos, right?
I would listen to all the comedy ones, but I would put it on like in between supplanting like Spinal Tap songs. Like I'd put it on a playlist that had like Spinal Tap and
Oh, of
Tenacious
course.
D and stuff like that, right? Like where you could just, I want to have a laugh and listen to music. That I would probably do that. Like
That's a good title for the playlist. Laugh and listen to music.
yeah, I'm gonna create it this afternoon.
You're welcome. And on that note, Jim, we're done with the episode. We did the first nudie musical. That's not really the first nudie one, but we did it.
Hey!
Yay! What do you have to plug or promote?
You can listen to my podcast, our podcast, Film Rage Podcast. You search it on the Google web or the AI search engine. And search for Film Rage Podcast, or we're at Film Rage YYC on all the socials.
And if you want to talk more about musical porns, well, you can. You can give me some recommendations for future episodes. You can email me at buttersongpod@gmail.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and YouTube at buttersongpod. Have you actually seen this movie prior to this episode, listening to this episode? You know, I feel like I hope with like the tens of listeners I have that like there's a resurgence of this movie or something, you know. Prime is like, why are the numbers going up? It's because of me.
Yes.
And if you want to be part of the next episode's conversation, well, we will be discussing something completely different. And we'll be talking about a stand-up special called Fixed: How I Got Rejected by Reality TV. Jim, thank you so much for coming back on. I was a little scared to watch this movie because like we talked about with comedy and all that, and you know, I'm like, oh, it's not gonna be good. But I was pleasantly surprised. I was
Nice.
and
Cindy
it...
Williams delivers.
She fucking delivers.
Fucking delivers.
And everyone, thank you for listening, and bye for now.
Special thanks to Aaron Troy for creating the pod's artwork and to Nick Bombacino for composing the theme song and the jingles. A huge thank you to CastBox for hosting this podcast. And thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Life's But a Song. Bye for now, everyone, and have a musical day.